for some reason, you're listening to Hypothetically. Enjoy.
What if you got drunk on milk instead of alcohol? Or actually, how about first question to make it easy? If you could choose this, would you? Consider, milk is cheaper than alcohol and more accessible.
Yeah, but if you had like white Russian shits, like you're not going to...
And you get really drunk on milk, by the way.
If I have to do dairy and then also it also gets me drunk, I think it's going to be horrible.
Mm. But it's not like a lot of milk. Like milk is the equivalent of like vodka to you. Like you need a shot of milk. You drink milk by the shot. Like a bowl of cereal would ruin your weekend.
You still get bloated all the same. No, that's not even true. You just default get way more bloated with milk than you would with anything besides like a seltzer beer.
Yeah, but you're not picturing yourself at the bar, New York City, everybody's dressed up cool, being hip. You got a tall glass of milk. Conversation people, starter. Uh-oh. Who's this handsome guy with the milk?
Yeah, I think you would judge taller people who have better, tall, like stronger bones.
You'd have strong bones.
No, I think you would people with strong bones.
You'd be abusive.
Yeah, people wouldn't like people with strong. They're like, dude, you're like 6'2" and your bone density is great. You should leave. You should get
out. You would bash your kids.
Yeah,
and you wouldn't even notice.
People who are frail and have weak bones would be.
No, but it's just you. It's not everyone.
Oh, it's just me?
You know what? It's either you or you have to curse someone else with this.
You're really changing this question a lot as you go.
And it's not milk. No, it's milk. It's milk.
Milk is integral. I like the idea that you could garnish your drink with a cookie or like a peanut butter and jelly because you don't really have that option now. But if
you do, you do. You can go to a bar and you can dip a cookie in your rum and coke if you
want
to.
That's what I'm saying. It's a garnish, though. It's not like a pairing. It is a pairing.
I feel like they would change the, it'd be like Oreo, milk's favorite cookie, you piece of shit. Then drunk people, if you couldn't get your fix, would be like going to farms and like, you know, doing stuff to cows.
Like milking them like the way that every cow.
You can't handle all that whole milk. You'll get so fucked up.
Whole milk is like Everclear.
It's for like frat dudes.
Right. Almond milk is like a White Claw.
Yeah, you were saying there's no White Claw type options, but there's like skim milk and 1%.
I think being a dairy farmer, you'd have to be a lot more guarded. There'd just be like college kids always trying to break in.
Yeah, that'd the dairy really farmer's biggest thing would be like, don't get high on your own supply.
You just like make alcohol now.
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think it's the same.
I've never heard of that.
Wrong. Yeah, I don't know.
Alcohol comes from bars. People don't make it.
Mm-hmm. They're in bottles.
Where do the bars get it? Bigger bars.
How do you think this would affect like America's relationship with the milkman?
I think the milkman would be a term for like
a drug dealer.
Yeah, like a drug guy on the street just yelling at stuff.
Yeah,
here comes the fucking milkman. Kids, go inside. Go inside. It's the milkman. Or you remember the got milk? That would be like a really somber PSA about like you know, husbands, like my husband, he's got milk, and you'd and then they'd have the milk mustache, but it'd be like in black and white. Sometimes you can't tell if your husband or wife or someone you love has milk. 555.
Oh, you'll be fun if like, you know how like you go to like a bachelorette party or like a rooftop bar and you get like a fish bowl to like all share, like a big Moscow Mule cereal bowls, like big cereal
that
bowl,
and everyone fun.
Gets a spoon.
Ew, you would all get a spoon?
Right now, everyone gets.
You would share a spoon?
No, everyone gets their own spoon.
Maybe after.
Right now, like there's just like a bunch of straws, and everyone just like drinks out of their own straw. Like out of a.
Do you
fish
do that?
Bowl.
You share.
I mean,
a spoon?
Not like I've had a fish bowl. Or, like,
you've had fish bowls, and we make love.
No, we don't make love, so it's fine.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know this about your host, but Nikki Downtown is a virgin. That's why they call me Nikki Downtown. Because I never go downtown.
Do they call him Nathan Uptown because he's a huge slut?
No, they call Nathan Fat Nate.
Because I'm fat. That's the whole.
Oh, wait. No. We decided last time your new nickname is Jordan Peterson.
I don't like that one either.
He sounds like a huge slut, though.
Because he fucks us so much.
I have a question.
People are like, Jordan Peterson, do you fuck a lot? And he's like, that's a really interesting question. It'll probably take me hours to answer that question. Oh, wait, Santa. Because he always drinks milk.
Alcohol.
He would drink milk at every house. And by the end, he's like, here's your fucking present. And he would just throw up on the tree.
The first house would look pretty good. Went through the chimney fine. The second house, he just breaks open the front door.
Yeah,
shit would be disheveled.
By house number 10, he just comes in and like hits on the kid's mom. Yeah. Like, what are you? I'm Santa.
Dude, you just got to make sure you're like house 15 or 16 when he like passes out. Then you get all the gifts. It's just a
He just gives one kid like 50 million presents because he's like, fuck this. I don't want to deliver any more presents. Yeah. I don't want to fuck this kid's mom. And that's why that song, I Saw Mama Kissing Santa Claus,
that's it would what be that's a little from?
Different. It'd be I Saw Mama Kissing Santa Claus, and then Santa passed out and shit all over his.
It's going to highlight it. So you find a director's cut your life. Like you find, you like put it in the DVD player and you just see what you and every, like what every family member kind of talking about every moment of your life as you go through it and what kind of they thought about it.
So is it more of a behind the scenes or a director's cut?
And you find out they didn't go far. This is a director's cut, but it's kind of directors and people that were working with the directors. It's everybody. Everybody.
Who's the director? Like,
no, Nick. No, favorite question, Nathan.
I'd like to think mine's Tim Burton. No, wait. Who's the guy who does Transformers?
Michael Bay.
I want my life to be directed by Michael Bay.
No, it's Scott.
And I feel like my life is very boring, but then afterwards they put in a bunch of explosions. I'm just at my desk all day and then it explodes.
No. It's like a post-credit that it's just like people who were on the shooting. Just everyone's kind of talking about.
That's not director's cut. That's behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. It doesn't. Yeah, that's what I meant.
A director's cut is usually still just the movie.
You're going to cut this anyway. Fine.
No, I'm going to leave us correcting you.
Okay.
In fact, the whole episode is going to be things you were wrong about.
Yeah, it's going to.
I think maybe do a behind the scenes of the episode. Yeah.
So if you found a behind the scenes where every member of your family is talking and they seemed cool about everything, but every time you guys were too mean to Nathan, they were like, that's too far. That's fucked up. What would you do?
Yeah, I was like, what would you guys say? No, just like, how would you?
Yeah, how would you react if you found out?
Your life so far?
Yeah. If you reflect on your life and you just like, everyone was like, dude, that was, I barely could hug him. I was so upset with what he said to Nathan. Both of you guys, you both have this, since you both know me.
I would sit all my family down and I would be like, is it because Nathan is special needs? Is that what? Because I was treating him like he wasn't. But if we're all saying he is, I'll recalibrate. Yeah.
And then you're.
Are we dead
then,
at this point, or can we still go on like?
No. You can change right now. It's up to now.
I choose not to change.
You just do nothing differently.
I tell my family. I say, I hear you, but have you seen Nathan? And then we'll watch just some footage of you walking into a restaurant, or you know, drinking a drink, or just sniffling during the fucking podcast. Yeah, kicking a curb.
Kicking a curb is fine. We all do it. It's the blaming it on somebody else for talking. That's my issue.
No, I have no problem with blaming your girlfriend for your violent outbursts. I get that. I get punching the lockers and then yelling women. That makes sense.
I was watching, everyone was like, oh, we didn't like the way they treated Nathan. I would go on the Today Show because I would be doing a press tour, obviously.
Yeah.
It's going to be a hit. And I would say, they would say like, oh, what do you think about the way your family reacted to how you treat Nathan? And I would be like, I think my family and friends are pussies.
Nice.
And I'm going to continue.
You would turn it on them.
It's not actually mean. Exactly. I would gaslight them.
You would gaslight them and yeah. Right. And you don't think they'd be like, okay, so maybe they had a point. Like you just gaslit your entire family.
It could be maybe they're saying we were too soft on Nathan. You just insulted him and called him fat, but he was right there. Why didn't you hit him? Why didn't you hit Nathan? he kept opening his mouth and you had the back of your hand was just doing nothing. And we kept sending you those rings. Why do you think we kept sending you rings?
You were literally eating a snack. You could have just, I think I would compare the footage of me being mean to Nathan to the footage of me being mean to other people in my life and say, oh, look, there's similarities. Maybe it's Nathan that's soft, you know?
I would compare footage of Nathan talking and having a nice day to footage of 9/11. And I would watch the 9/11 footage.
That's another thing about this podcast. I feel like there's always like a 9/11 section and it's just like not necessary.
You know what? You're right.
That's actually,
I would compare footage of Nathan to footage of 9/12. Which is people remembering 9/11.
I think they were.
This is a 9/12 joke, by the way.
I don't think by the end of 11 they were like, everything's done, everyone go home so we can remember it. I think they were still like cleaning shit up.
No. That's why they call it 9/11, because it was all done.
It was done. At the end of the day, we're like, at midnight, they were like, it's a wrap.
Yeah, 9/11 to 10/4 didn't have that same zhuzh.
It didn't need as much.
They were like 3 weeks of sadness is a little much.
And then they'd have to do one of those on the first day of 9/11. And we, you know. We found all the bodies. Oh my gosh, that's offensive. But it does rhyme. It fits with the rhyme scheme.
I think we're going to, I think we have enough truthers in our audience. I don't think it will be a problem.
You know what's funny? I believe you, but we only have like 25 audience members.
Yeah.
And I do think it is made up of largely 9/11 truthers.
I believe all of our audience is 9/11 truthers.
I forget what the question was. Oh, what if
you found a,
I mean, first of all, this isn't even a hypothetical. People have told me that I am too mean to Nathan and I do nothing. I mean, here we are. Like, people have sat me down after the podcast. They'll say it. They'll say, you were really mean to Nathan. And I say, I'm an artist and you will not critique my process.
No one's ever said that to me. And I think it'll stay that way.
I think I have a follow-up question.
Yes.
It's a different question.
Yeah, obviously. A follow-up question is not the same question you just asked. If you just ask the same question again, that'd be funny. If you were like, I have a follow-up question, you just ask the same question. It's just the same. I have a follow-up question.
What if you found a director's cut?
Well, he really followed up. He was thorough.
He really just made sure he got all the answers. My next question is, if I die, this is just for Nick. If I die, and this is just a yes or no, this will be really quick.
This is just for Anta. If I die, Nathan, let's hear the end of your question.
If I die and I have children before I die, will you delete the entirety of this podcast? As I do not want my children to ever hear any of this, including, but especially, do you think Nathan is short for NATO? Like, I don't want that to be my legacy with my children.
I'm going to edit it so you said that. I'm going to be like, this is the joke your father was most proud of, and it's going to be you.
Yeah,
like, will you make, hey, what if NATO was short for Nathan?
Yeah, I would specifically love if we, and all the things that you guys have said to me during, if we could get rid of all of it and all the evidence.
I'm going to have tapes of all of these podcasts, so after Nick deletes them with your final wish, hang out with your kids one day when they're like, you know, 15, 16, I don't know, who's to say, maybe on their wedding day, and just be like, your dad wishes he was here, but he really wanted you to have these tapes. Okay,
fine. Yeah, I'm not even going to phrase it as a podcast. I'm going to just, all of me and all of the guests, and just do the Nathan parts, and I'm going to be like, your father wanted me to give you this message to you when you turned 18.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be like an incoherent, a bunch of just Nathan just being like, what if Hitler was in The Simpsons or whatever? What if Hitler was in Air Bud? A lot of Nathan's questions are... Yeah, I'm NATO. What if Hitler was in NATO? You know, a lot of stuff like that. Was that what you're about to say?
No, it's going to be like, you're right. I should be pro-choice. I got it. I should just kill my kids before they're born. You're right. I was wrong.
Pro-choice equals killing. Wow.
No, that I shouldn't.
We're actually an expressly pro-life podcast here, hypothetically. Mm-hmm. We think the Supreme Court's doing a lot of fun and interesting things.
After hearing that answer and what you're going to do to my hypothetical children, I understand Roe v. Wade. And if you could then get the Supreme Court justices to have terrible podcasts like this and then play it for them, I think you could also convince them that the precedent that they're trying to overturn is actually there in the Constitution.
Nick, now that we're on this concept, didn't you have a note from the sponsors?
Oh, our sponsor is the sponsor for this week's episode is Wade. Fucking go Wade. Rose sucks. Rose a whore. I bet, was that what the trial was like, do you think? I don't know. No. It was a trial.
Yeah.
And Wade was like, I'm not paying for this bitch's kids.
It's just a shitty dad. Doesn't want to pay.
Okay, if you had to pick, would you say you're more of a Toyota thoner or a Maxinista? And why?
What is the second thing you said? Any of
those men? I'm so confused.
What a what?
And explain it in a way that a 9/11 truther that doesn't believe in vaccines would understand.
Yeah, we have a specific audience. Yeah, we're trying to court here.
Yeah, we're trying to get on the alt-right pipeline.
I know Toyotathon.
Very...
I don't know what Toyotathon is.
Maxinista?
You don't know Toyotathon?
No, I don't know what that is.
It's like a TJ Maxx girly, but like a Maxinista. Like you're the Max.
A Toyotathoner is someone, it's when there's a marathon and you drive through everyone at the marathon with your Toyota, killing many people. National tragedy.
The Tundra is usually the best.
I think conservative that, remember with the tiki torches when they hit all those people?
You're really trivializing Charlottesville.
It's the Charlottesville Massacre, or you really enjoy TJ Maxx. Which one are you?
The Toyota-thoners don't enjoy it. They just do it because they have to do it.
They do it because the voices tell them to. Nathan, are you a Toyota-thon or are you a communist Leninist? Whatever the second one was.
I think Karl Marx had some good points.
I mean, his critique of capitalism was interesting. I just think his solutions were a bit limited to the time.
Totally honest, I didn't know what TJ Maxx sold until Nick said.
Honestly also had to infer that it was closed, but I don't know if I've ever been.
But it's so much more.
They sell groceries
in a mug. They sell kind of like they do have an aisle that's just like unhinged groceries. It's like a bag of pasta next to like a mug with some like candy in it. It's like it's an unhinged place. I really recommend it.
So it's just how unhinged are we enough to drive a car into people?
It's would you drive a car into people?
Spaghetti.
Because would you drive a car into people because Trump had the election stolen from him?
That's obviously not what a Toyota's honor is, and giving them that this
cookies in a mug. What's a Toyota thoner? If it's not someone who kills people.
Nick has given the most concrete definition. And you said yourself, did you not, that you wanted us to figure out what Toyota thoner meant to us? Could this what it meant to him?
Where do you get off? What gives you the right?
I am just trying to stay within the... Nick, that's your crotch. I'm just trying to stay...
Nick, that you can't do that. Oh my God, your dick!
this podcast is different now.
If you are just listening and not watching, nothing happened. I think a Maxinista is someone who shits in a maxi dress. Max. Someone whose name is Max.
I don't even think we're going to release this episode.
Releasing this episode.
We shouldn't.
You guys remember the movie with Jack Black called Shallow Hal?
No, I've never heard of this movie.
Is that Jack Black doesn't see people's outer appearance. He sees their inner beauty. So he dates this woman who weighs 600 pounds. Movie. And he just has no idea. She's just so hot to him. So anyway, it's a sequel and it's called Dr. Shallow Hal. He's a doctor who only sees people's inner beauty. He is not able to see any of their physical ailments or diseases if they are nice. And he accidentally kills many people and he is sued for medical malpractice a lot.
What kind of medicine does he practice? What kind of medicine is he practicing? Like, is he like an internalist?
You know what? He's a pediatrician.
Let's just say surgeon. So would that mean like if a cancer patient was a really good person, he just wouldn't be able to see the cancer?
Yeah, because they're so beautiful. Because they give to charity.
You'd just be like, there is nothing wrong with you. And like, no, my radiologist said I had cancer.
Like, he's like, hush, hush, hush. Fuck your radiologist. You just keep doing what you're doing.
I mean, I think he would cut open a lot of people who were mean. He would be definitely murdering spiteful people.
What if the sequel is just more like a Dexter kind of...
Yeah, but it's not like even... film. It's even less righteous. He's not even murdering people who are other serial killers. Just people who don't open the door for other people. He's just like, I'm gonna...
Right.
Yeah, we got to end those people. These are really, we're to the point in Jack Black, so it's kind of annoying.
Jack Black's cutting into people like, yow! I'm cutting. Maybe a fun take on Shallow Hal would be that it's Shallow Hal, but he's like really nihilistic and he just thinks people in general are shit. It's just like, everyone's so fucking ugly. And they're like, I mean, some people are kind of hot. He's like, no one is hot.
He just ends as an asexual person.
Right.
That's just the end of it.
But then when he realizes that about himself, he has a more positive outlook on life. He was like, you know what? Maybe everyone wasn't ugly. Maybe I'm just asexual. And then everyone suddenly looks a little hotter. And then he's like, oh, fuck some of these hot people.
How does the doctor motif still play into this?
Yeah.
Oh, he's still a doctor.
Kill all those people?
There we go. All those murderers. he like, after murdering about 100 people and realizing his sexuality, then he starts to get a more positive outlook.
That's the thing. Yeah. When he's in prison and they're asking about it, he's like, look, I can't honestly say I regret murdering all those people because I never would have figured out I'm asexual.
Yeah,
that's. You'll see like viral Facebook videos just about how like beautiful it is that he found his sexuality.
He makes like a videos of him documenting his journey, but it's mostly him being a serial killer.
Yeah, he does like an It Gets Better video for like young gay people.
It's one of those that like your mom sees and they're like, you know, I didn't get it before, but now I do. He seems like a nice guy.
he's like everybody else. Right.
How do you think society would be if instead of getting punished at work, like they didn't yell at you or dock your pay or anything, they just fucked your spouse?
I'd be a bad, bad employee. Yeah.
Like, how do you think people would thrive, do it, succeed? What type of person? Apparently, Nick would let...
I'd be in the corner jerking it like, uh-oh, didn't do my forecast report again.
Some offices would just be like dysfunctional because they'd just be like so kinky. And then you have all the asexual people like in a different office, like, and they're the rich ones.
Yeah, they're doing good. All the bosses giving you these really confusing assignments with no clear. No, you didn't do it good. I'm pretty sure I asked for something different.
It's for the company.
It's for the shareholders.
They don't want to toe the
policy.
Does your wife want to fuck your boss?
I don't.
It's not about like, it's not like a consent thing. It's just like,
you're right. It's not about what she wants. It's never about what she
also wants. You're assuming like hey you're assuming it's a she. There can be women that are working and then they have to, their boss has to go home and fuck their husbands. That's totally,
and the women could be bosses too.
Yeah,
you could. I hadn't thought of that part.
Yeah, you have to there will be every combination.
I'm just saying, like, it's not, I don't mean like consent in a gross way. It's like how you like have to do your taxes. Like, you want to do your taxes, but like, it's just the rules. So you have
I'm
to
glad you brought that up. Taxation is theft.
Yeah.
Let's get into it.
As Jordan Peterson, I agree. Okay, no, I think what would happen is people that wanted to succeed in the corporate world would just have really ugly spouses. They're like, oh, I don't think you did this filing right. Have you seen my wife? And they're like, okay, you did. You got it.
You think they would just think of not getting married? You think they'd be like, oh, the only way out is for me to marry someone?
No. Then they fuck you. Yeah, it's not. Someone's getting fucked. I think it would get rid of a lot of workplace tension. I think people would be very comfortable with each other.
How do inter-office relationships work? Like, if you're married to somebody, like, in your office?
I mean, it'd be confusing if you married your boss.
How does shallow hal work?
The same.
It'd be funny. I just thought of another shallow hal thing. You know, having sex with some lady and she's like, ooh, I'm a bad girl. And then shallow hal's like, you are a bad girl. I never noticed it before, but you're so bad. And then he finds her so unappealing that he leaves.
Okay, cut that correctly in with the other part, but back to this last question.
We'll put that in the last question.
Like, I don't want that in either shit. I think the only thing that would really change is, I know people that have, like, when we were in college, like, I really want to manage other people. Like, that's what I want to do for a living. I would think they're sluts. That's the main thing I would think.
Like, I think people would have a lot of bosses. I don't think you'd have one boss. I think it would be like there'd be like a tribunal. It'd be like a tree. It'd be like one guy works for one guy, works for one guy, works for 50 people.
How would you guys, if you were in this world, try to succeed?
Well, what I would do is I would be a Mormon and I would have a work wife who I feed to the wolves, and I would have my lovely, pristine wife.
That's horrible.
Hey, man, I'm just living in the world that you set up.
I know this is.
I think it's hard because like I listen to your mom on the phone and they like yell at each other. Whereas like now I feel like I'll do a bad job. I'll be like, sorry. They'll be like, oh, we don't. It's fine. Everyone gets 1,000 tries.
They'd be like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Better luck next time. See you tonight. How long does your boss have to fuck your wife? Is it that night? Or is it like in the calendar year? It's like, all right, I got to go fuck your wife like 15 times because your performance needs improvement. It's quarterly?
It's quarterly based. Yeah.
That's reasonable.
They just end up like taking her to Boca for a weekend.
Yeah. Or maybe it's a policy system. Like when they give you the job, like, okay, so I have just a few questions about the 401k and fucking my wife policy. I just want to know what the scheduling is for that.
Does your wife come?
If she wants to.
I hope. And I didn't make the question, but if I were to have written the question, no. My answer, a gentle no.
Gentle no.
Mantha?
All right. Episode 24 of Hypothetically.
Whoa. You're just doing the outro? You're just doing the fucking outro? All right. Hypothetically, episode 24. Mantha, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Nicholas. Thanks,
I like Nathan.
Okay. I like you too. Nathan, do you like me?
Fine, you're good.
Hypothetically, episode 24. Woo!